Mini episode 910 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 910 and our preview of NFL Week 12. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 9-5 last week, 2-1 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 79-77-2, 18-14-1, and 7-4 on the year in those categories. It's a full slate this week, and the Thanksgiving triple header starts with Minnesota in a pick'em game that had the Vikes at one point as a field goal favorite but has come down again at Detroit. The Lions need this one far worse in terms of the playoff picture, and it's asking a lot for the Vikings to bounce back this quickly off of a very consequential win against the Rams. Go with the home kitties. The Chargers come to Jerry World laying one after initially getting four. Yikes. We'll go against the money move, even though we're high on LA at the moment and doubtful on the Cowpokes as a playoff team. DC hosts the Giants in the nightcap that looked a whole lot more attractive before the season started. The Redskins are laying 7.5 up from a touchdown. Desperation will justifiably be in the air for the Skins, and with New York having shot their wad on a token win against KC, get on Washington. In the weakest battle of Ohio imaginable, the Bengals are 9.5-point favorites, up from 7.5, at home against the pathetic Brownies. In the last 2 weeks, Cleveland has hung close enough that the favorites actually got backdoor covers against them. This week, the law of averages says that Cincy gets backdoored here, and that's what we're projecting. The Falcons are hosting the Buccaneers, laying 10.5 up from 10. Atlanta's on the upswing, as we've predicted, but this line just seems way too inflated. Go with the Bucs. The suddenly awful Dolphins are at Foxborough, getting 17.5 up from 16.5. We've been harsh on Adam Gase for the pathetic JHIE giveaway, but you know it's not smart money bumping the line this high. Reluctantly, take the fish to get inside the number. Two teams heading downward clash in the middle of the country as the Bills come to KC. The Chiefs are laying 11.5 up from 9.5. Given the trajectory of Kansas City's season, Buffalo could easily cover if they would only adjust their offense to Tyrod Taylor's strengths. They have to, don't they? We're going to say that they will. Figuratively, the Eagles are where the Bears want to be. Literally, they will be on the same field Sunday as Philly lays 14.5 at home up from 13. It's hard not to get on Philadelphia, but again, you know it's not a smart money move bumping up the line, so we'll take the Bears. Seattle and San Francisco. That used to be a great rivalry when Jim Harbaugh was in the Bay Area. Whatever happened to him, anyway? Anywho, the Seahawks come into Levi laying 7.5 up from 6.5. At this time of year, even against adversity, the Hawks generally rally when they have to, and the Niners have nothing to play for, so we'll take the Invaders from the Pacific Northwest. In the game of the week by far on this crappy card, and for that matter, one of the games of the season, who would have believed that before the campaign started, the Rams are at home laying 2.5 to the Saints. New Orleans is riding high but coming off a huge comeback, now on the road with a young defense against the league's best offense, so we'll look for LA to bounce back. The Jags are at Arizona laying 5 up from 3.5. This is just a gut feeling, but isn't Blake Bortles overdue to go Blake Bortles? We'll look for that here with a completely unforgivable loss against the spread and even potential outright loss. On Sunday night, Pittsburgh's laying 15 up from 14.5 to Green Bay. It's always dangerous to spot this many, but the Steelers have been very tough in these types of primetime situations in recent years, and an inferior Baltimore team dominated the pack simply due to QB play, so we'll take the Steelers. On Monday night, the Texans come to Baltimore getting 8 up from 7. The smart money seems to be on Houston, and it's easy to make too much out of what the Ravens did last week, so the pick is the dog. In the first of our big three games, Carolina is at the Meadowlands, laying 4.5 to the Jets, down from 5. The Panthers have let down in key spots this year, and New York has risen up more times than you ever thought they would. the probabilities return to where they should be here for both teams as Carolina cruises. The Raiders are laying 5, up from 4.5 to their arch rivals, the Broncos. We've been burned by a belief in Oakland many times before, but now they're playing for their lives against a team that's been left for dead. We're on Oaktown. Now for the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 12. Tennessee is laying just a field goal at Indy, down from 3.5. This is a borderline why-ask-why pick going the other way, but we're going to take this line at face value and look for the Titans to steamroll the luckless Colts. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.